Yesterday, we did Shin Ches Zayin. Okay, so I didn't want to talk about the Kelim Chad Pamim, but we're going to talk about it anyway. There's two Mahalchim, so we're not going to give any bottom lines, but we'll give one. One Mahalach came out of Sif Zayin. Rishon Zalman has a more Machmir Mahalach that comes out of Sif, I think it's Sif Yud Aleph, which maybe it was tomorrow. Okay, so dear show, in footnote 45, okay, so we spoke about a broken kli, and if it's broken, but it still has a function, and if you throw it out before Shabbos, it's muksa. If you throw it out on Shabbos, then it's not muksa. Okay, so you have a chad pa'ami, whatever, disposable cups, disposable utensil, and you used it. Okay, so it's kind of like it's broken, but you can still use it again, basically. That's how it's sort of viewed. So, Rav Nissen Karelitz, he brings down over here. If you throw it in the garbage before Shabbos, so then it's like a broken kli that has a function. If you throw it out before Shabbos, it's muksa. If you throw it out on Shabbos, it's not muksa. Okay, it goes by Bina Shemashas, basically. Although here it wasn't used on Bainish Mashas, but just because you throw a broken kli to the garbage on Shabbos doesn't make it into muksa. Okay, Rav Yashiv says even if you used it before Shabbos, let's say you ate Erev Shabbos. I don't know. We give the kids potato kugel usually for Friday afternoon, so they're not hungry. Okay, and the chad pami, the potato kugel dishes are still dishes, whatever. It's a disposable plate, disposable fork, sitting on the table before Shabbos. When Shabbos came in, let's say it was still there. Okay, so that's fine. It's not muksa because you could use it again and it has a function and you didn't throw it in the garbage before Shabbos. If you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, then it would be muksa. Because it's, yeah, you go, yeah, but the cheres that broke, you could also use again, right? The cheres that you threw in the garbage for Shabbos has a function. It has something you could use it for. But if you throw in the garbage before Shabbos, okay, that's one, that's the more mekel mahalach. Is that as long as you didn't throw in the garbage before Shabbos, it is not muksa. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a different mahalach, which we're not going to get into right now because we didn't learn the background. We're going to wait on that. Okay. In footnote 49, they discuss, they give different examples. Matches are considered a klisha malach to the iser. Footnote 50, Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a diuk over here that we said a klisha malach to the iser is mutter tzorach gufo. That's only if a Jew wants to use it, the tzorach gufo. If a guy wants to use it, Mishabura says, O shetzorach yisroa le gufo shela kli lishtamish bo. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman is medayik. He uses TT, his Talmud Ketam. That's at the end of Mishmur Sif Katan Lamed Dalid. It's only Tzorach Gufo for a Jew to use it, the Tzorach Gufo. Not a God. Okay, and then when they're talking about the Ner Shalem, all the way in the bottom, they get well, the very end of Mishmur Sif Katan Lamed Dalid. Say for Mark, see a Machmed, they feel Ner Shalem, or Tzorach Makomo, also Talta. She ain't alive, shame Kli Klam. So that's the machlokes that we spoke out in the past. If it has no mutter function at all, that means there is no tzorach gufo, because there's nothing to do with it, like a nair. So even though tzorach makomo, in theory, I need the makom, no, once it has no mutter function, it becomes worse than a klishim lachto the iser, and it becomes like muksa machmas gufo, and you're not allowed to move it at all. Okay, so Ramosh is matter. He doesn't hold from such a thing. No such thing. Klishim lachtol the iser, even if it has no heter function, it's still a klishim lachtol the iser, and tzorach gufo, if you find the gufo, or tzorach makomo, is going to be mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an atiya. He says that one should be machmir, b'shas tzchak, one could be mekel. But he holds that if it has no heter function, you should treat it not like in klishim lachtol the iser, but like muksa machmas gufo, and it cannot be moved at all. Wonder what's an example of something that has no heter function? I saw someone just nails. We gave it. I saw someone give an example of nails. Nails, don't really have a heter function. I mean, everything you could figure out something maybe possibly to do with it, but there's no normal heter function. So a nail, according to this, Rav Moshe would say it's a klishim after the iser, and if you left the nails on the chair and you want to sit there, you can move it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, no, find another chair.
Because
it has no heter function, it's more severe, it's more chamur than a regular klishim after the iser, and just like it has no tzorech gufo, because there's nothing you would do with it, it also cannot be moved with tzorech makomo.
You said that about money.
No, money is more. Money is muksumach mas gufo. That, the Mishra says in his introduction. We had a discussion about this in the Hebrew Shia last night. That, he says, it's muksumach mas gufo. It's like sticks and stones. Saying, and nails also like that? I don't know.
Paperweight, well, you need a lot of them, though. You can't just use water.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's the Sif Ches. Ches and Tes. What?
Simcha,
Rav Meir Simcha Orbach?
Show me that it's stacked up with his father about the ground.
Yeah, it's in Shulchan Shlomo.
Right.
Say it's not right? Okay, so talk about a gun. What is the status of a gun?
Mukta.
So they want, what?
About Mukta. Not if it's a Kliona. If it's a Kliona, it's an argument.
So they want to say like this. They want to say that the main function of a gun is to shoot terrorists. But the secondary function of the gun, and that is to scare terrorists. I mean, just having a gun is a significant factor. And therefore, he says like this. He says, you could say the main function is just to scare the terrorists away. They see a big fat gun and they're not gonna start up with you. And God forbid if they do, but it's more used for scaring. So then, based on which one of those is the main function, it either would be klishim lachto le'iser or klishim lachto leheter. Either way, you can move it letzorech gufo for heter function. I saw some Rav Shmuel Orbach wanted to say on his father's thing that since the scaring, you're only scaring him because you could use it and do it something le'iser, so he wanted to say that it doesn't qualify as a klishim lachto leheter, it's a klishim lachto le'iser. But even if it's a klishim lachto le'iser, you can move letzorech gufo. Now, what if you're supposed to walk around with it all day? That's what they're supposed to do with their gun. So it's not really letzorech gufo, it's just because. That's the law, but that's not called Torah Gufo. I don't know, I have to look into it. It became halacha l'maisa in my house last week.
Oh, yeah? Wow, does it need to carry it?
My son got, I have a son in Golani, and he just got a gun on Thursday. Wow. Email Shabbos, he went away for Shabbos, he left his gun in my house.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh gosh.
Really, no son.
I don't know, I locked the door. I don't know, he said he took it apart, I don't know. Sure.
People don't use the gun for anything except for the gun. You wouldn't use a gun as any other gun. I mean, unless you tell me that scaring is the real malacha. If you're going to go the other way and saying that scaring isn't really use of the gun just because you're supposed to shoot, so isn't it machmas k'son kis?
I mean, something that you literally carry around 24/7, I don't think you can ever call because I leave in the corner, I only take it out when I need it, once in a while. Something that you literally, I think, I don't know about showering, like they have to sleep with it, they have to eat with it, they have to do everything with it. So you're right, they're not actually using it. But I don't know, if they had to turn a light switch, I wouldn't be surprised if they used the gun to turn on the light. Oh wait, I have an answer for you. Hold on. We had one of the Rebbeim in the Tivari was biased for Shavuos. Many years ago, he was on... one of the Rebbeim in the Tivari was in Miluim, and he was stationed in Beitar for Shavuos. So he slept by us. He was around Shavuos time. Anyway, Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yontif, I don't remember. As he came into the house, a snake followed him in. And my wife started screaming. He takes the butt of the gun, and he killed the snake. So... it's not Muksa Machos Yisar and Kiss. There's other things that you would do with it. You would do with it.
That's what they would do with it.
That's another Isser function, but... you can use it also to beat somebody up.
Like
which
that.
You're also... yeah. Right, meaning it's not Muksa Machos Yisar and Kiss. There's other things... meaning you're not so careful with it. There's other things you do with it. Okay, right there. So the Perikela Kalim has a lot of these... a lot of the halachas over here. So the perek starts. Kol hakelim. I'm going to read it with Girsas Tosas, which is easier to understand. Kol hakelim hanitalim b'Shabbos. Any kli that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, dal sosayin imayin. You can move it, the kli, with its door or its handle, its door, its cover. And then the Mishnah says, Ava pishin esparku. Even though the door fell off, it's still considered to be part of the kli. And then the Mishnah says, "She'ein adomin l'dlosos habayis v'she'ein min ha'muchad." So the door of a house, anything that's basically attached, a window, a door. I think we once by the Weissmans, and this was a shaila. A door falls off in the house. The door is muksa, highly muksa. The window falls out, a screen, things that are attached to the house. Those things fall out on Shabbos. They are muksa. But if you have some sort of box, some sort of kli, and it has a door, even though that door falls off, that door is not muksa. Okay. Then the Gemara discusses. It doesn't matter if it fell off before Shabbos, if it fell off on Shabbos. It's not going to be muksa. Then the Gemara brings a brisa. Delet shel sheda teva umigdal. Different types of boxes. Sheda?
Shida.
Shida. It's usually a night table when you go furniture shopping. What's a shida? It's like a night table. A desk? Okay. Shida, teva umigdal. Different types of fancy boxes that have doors. If the door falls off, oh, so here it says, you can take the door off on Shabbos, but you can't put the door back. You can't have to know what it means to take the door off. Then it says, but a chicken coop, shalul shal tarnegolim, lo notlin, velo machzirin. You can't take it off and you can't put it back. So the Gemara says, okay, the chicken coop is attached to the ground, so everyone agrees with something attached to the ground. We're touching on the sugya that's not really our sugya. We're borrowing it from Shin Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Aleph. So there's binyan ustira bakarka, putting something in a permanent structure that's attached to the ground, putting something in, taking something off is binyan ustira. Taking the window out could be an issa daraisa, putting it back in could be an issa daraisa. Binyan stira, building, unbuilding. Okay. But when you have these movable chests and things, what the gear says, there's binyan by kelim. Okay, yeah, we'll see. Okay, but the Gemara says ain binyan usir again. Okay, so then Rava says ain binyan usir by kelim, and therefore you're allowed to take the doors, let's say a door off of the hinge, not of a building, but of like some sort of chest, night table, a dresser. That's what I was looking for before. That type of stuff. You're allowed to take the door off, but you can't put it back in. Why can't you put it back in? Because we're afraid, Shema Yitaka, you're going to put it in very, very strong. What's wrong with putting it in very, very strong? Says Machlokes Rashi, I have Rashi Ran. Rashi says it's a Gemar Melacha, and it's Chayev Mishum Make Bepatish. You should give this shit. It's Chayev Make Bepatish. And Ran says it's Chayev Binyan. Tosis also says Chayev Binyan. Okay, so the Ran says Yechayir for binyan. Oh, but the Gemara just said Ein binyan astira bekelim. No, in a regular, like haphazard, simple type of binyan, Ein binyan astira bekelim. But if you do a good job, a ma'isa uman, like a professional job, what? Okay, so if you do a good job, then there could even be binyan by kelim. Even according to the binyan, it says there's no binyan by kelim.
Built in such a way you shouldn't be able to remove it either. I would think. You say you can always remove it?
Right, okay, I didn't get into that too much. Right, obviously, you can't start unscrewing doors of your night table, obviously. Okay. Okay, now the question is, why are the doors of these things that came off before Shabbos on Shabbos? Okay, really the topic is, are they muksa, right? We're learning muksa right now. Why are these doors not muksa? Okay, so there's a Rashi at the end of the perek. And Rashi says it's because you can still do something with it. You can still, let's say it's a door of a dresser, you go like this and it fell off. You can still put it there to, you know, lean it on the thing and it sort of functions as a door. It's not the best door, but it still has some function. Or you can do something else with it. You can use it as a tray. I don't know. You have what to do with it. Now, which makes it, now I didn't go out of sof, maybe you did out of sof this morning. So this sounds very similar to what we learned yesterday. You have a kli, the kli broke, as long as it has some function, and you didn't throw it in the garbage, it's not muksa. Why? Because it started out as a kli, and it doesn't, as long as it can still, you can still do something with it, it was really sivav, we learned Thursday, as long as there's something you do with it, it didn't lose its status of a kli, and it's not going to be muksa. Okay, that's what we said on Thursday, we said it again yesterday. So, is that the halacha that's going on over here? So, it seems like, according to what mahalach in the Rishonim, that yeah, that's what's going on over here, because it's roi for some halacha, it sounds like it's a continuation of the same din. Now, there's another mahalach in the Rishonim that says that no, because you're planning on putting it back, even though you're not going to do that on Shabbat, I was like, well, you can't put it back on Shabbat. They keep saying, because you can put it back. Therefore, it's not muksa. What do you mean you can put it back? You can't put it back today. You can put it back tomorrow. Who cares? You can't put it back today. So, they poskim, the stole mahalach, since you could put it back tomorrow, it still has a din kli. And it didn't lose its status of a kli. Now, there's a very, I just saw by Shulchan Shlomo, he had a beautiful nafkamina, very relevant halacha lemaisa. What did I say that you didn't like?
Because the way I need to put it back, it's only a screw. Okay? I can't put it on the steel.
On hinges? Just,
yeah, I need to screw it. That's Esau. So it must be Muksa.
But it's not Muksa.
Why not? If the way of putting it back,
okay,
it's
so usable. Okay, so there's two mahalchim. Either, no, I can use it for something else, or I could use it just to cover. Yeah, I have a thing. I can lean it. Let's go to the penta. Lean it. No, right. Now I put it back. You can lean it. So one mahalach is you have something mutter to do with it. The other mahalach is because you can put it back after Shabbos, it's not muksa, which I was very bothered by. Like you're bothered. So the way I think they explain it is because it came from a kli, and because it's so shayach to that kli, even though you can't do anything with it, it doesn't lose its status of kli. Okay. I don't know who said it, but they say that even if it has no, because you're going to put it back. No? You don't agree with that?
No, it's not worth nothing. Who cares after Shabbat? After Shabbat, that's the emotion. If Shabbat, it's not usable.
We yesterday said, even if you throw something out in the garbage on Shabbat, it's still not usable.
No, garbage. A good thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just read one line here.
But
it's not usable. This is where Shabbat Zaman says, I believe.
To attach it, that's easy. Yeah, but it's usable.
Mukhanim betiltul agav avihem. Anyway, Rosh Hashanah says the nafkamina between these two mahalchim, it has a function or it doesn't have a function, is a button. The button falls off on Shabbos, is a button muksa. You got to put the button on after Shabbos. You can't put it back on Shabbos. So if you say, because it's still a chelek, and it's going to be put back after Shabbos, so it's still shaykh to the kli, so it still has a din kli, then the button is not going to be muksa. But if you say that the door has some function, either you could lean it on the chest, or you could use it as a tray, or you could do something else with it, the button has no function whatsoever, and therefore it's going to be muksa. So Rosh Hashanah says it's totally in this understanding of how you understand the door. Okay? The nafkamina is the button going to be muksa or not? That's what he wants to say. So, first he has an atiyah, the hakel, then he says you should really be machmir, like both opinions. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah right now. Kol hakelim hanitolim b'shabbos, all the kelim that can be moved in the Shabbos, dalso seyen shenisparku mehem nitolim. The doors that fell off of them can be moved. Bein isparku b'chol, bein isparku b'shabbos, doesn't matter when it fell off. Mishnah Berurah sifkat lamed hey, perish. V'lon b'boy, nisparku b'shabbos demotur. You don't need to tell me for sure if it fell off on Shabbos. It's going to be mutter. Why did muchan hin al gabi avien ki ayel Shabbos? When Shabbos came in, it was muchan. It was part of this kli. El afilu b'chol, even if it fell out before Shabbos, mutter mishum dakati kli she roil his chaber im a kli. Okay, roil his chaber im a kli. It's a strange thing. What do you roil his chaber? Not roil his chaber today. You see, it still has the status of a kli. V'alki mutter tatzal afilu mecham etzel afilu kishein ruuyin l'mloch acheres klal. Okay, he seems over here black and white. This is other things, other places. The chozeh b'dalsa kli dikikisui kli chashuvin. Okay, so based on that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says one could say, sounds like from here, even though there's no function whatsoever, you're going to put it back after Shabbos. Same thing with that button. He says only if it's a cheshiva button, not a shirt button. Shirt buttons are a dime a dozen, and you're never going to put that button back. Every shirt comes with spare buttons, and he just says regular shirt buttons are not important. But the button on a jacket, I went once tried to look for a button on a jacket, and it is a very, 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 if not impossible thing to find. So those are important, and you want to save it, you're going to put it back after Shabbos. According to this Mahalach, has no other function, it's not going to be Muksa. Okay? That's what it sounds like. That's what Deisha brings down, footnote 54. But in the end, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says there's another Mahalach in the Rishonim, and one should really be Machmir for both opinions, and should treat it as Muksa. Let's see. Now he's mechalik between the doors of the chest, the dresser, and the doors to the house. Metalta, mechuber. But that was a bayis or a chalonos. The house, the door to the house, the door to the room, the window. Afa bishuuri leza tashmish. You could use it for something. Ukikli chashuv and become makom. Kevishino lo huchnu akach asurim betiltul. It is muksa. Okay, it might be necessary to take it out and take it in. But if it fell out and now it's out, it's on the side. Whatever, you have it on the side. Unless you prepare to do something with it, it is asa. It is muksa. This stamen obed in the schaber ima bias. Now there was a tkufa where they were taking a door from the back. I hope they weren't taking it off the hinges on Shabbos because that is a shayla v'nisa daraisa. And they were using it as a table to prepare a kiddush. A year ago. Now I don't know if it was attached and they detached it. That's highly problematic. I don't know, maybe if you do it all the time, so it's like maids go in and out. Maybe that's different. I don't know. But certainly you can't just decide one day that you're taking the door off. That's an issue there. I said, even if the door is just off because the hinge broke, whatever, unless you miyached it, whatever, you can't just decide. It's muksa, bekitza, because it's oimid l'schaber ima bayis, unless it's not oimid l'schaber ima bayis for whatever reason, perhaps. The doors of those things that are attached to the building are going to be us. It doesn't matter when it came off. Udasa shall lul tarnagol in a chicken coop. Kidosa the bayis chashuv, and that's like the house. Gam the in iser tiltul, just like iser tiltul. Okay, custom magen avram. Kedem a muksim shenishbur b'shabbos avgad asher a muksim asurim. Ratzel over. Keep going. You have something. You have a fancy camera. Muksim achmas chisar and kiss. On Shabbos it breaks. Oh, once it breaks, it's broken. No, it's still going to be muksim. The kishenishbur shuvei mak b'shalzvam shutashin acher. Imkain asherin a muksim. Afilochi asurim. Meaning one could say, well, now I don't care about my camera because it's broken, and broken cameras often become toys for children. But on the Shabbos that it breaks, since when Shabbos came in, it was muksa. We have a rule of migu diskatzoi. Since it was muksa bein hashmoshes, it remains muksa the entire Shabbos. Next Shabbos, your children can use that as a toy, but the Shabbos in which it breaks, they cannot use it. No, that's talking about muksa machas and seven kids. Okay, sif test. Dele shel shida teva umigdal. So these chests and dresses, the door. Yicholim litla mehem, you can take it off. It depends how you're taking it off. Off the hinge, not unscrewing things. But also lack zero, but you can't put it back. Why zero? Shema yitaka. Maybe you're gonna put it in very strong. You're gonna screw it in. You're gonna bang it in. The chayiv should mark it a patish. That's Rashi. The havelik gemar melacha. The yesh omrim mem aleph ram. The pirush arif Rambam. He didn't say it places. The yesh omrim the yesh gam bekelim mishum bona heichad also they tikiya do ma'ase uman. Even though ain't being a seer bekelim, but when you do a real stark binyan and do it in a professional way, so if you do it professional, then even on a kli there's binyan or stira. Vishalul who binyan asur the time to call him the cave the mechubah the character mechayim mishum bona him king gama chalanot asur the tol hasid the mechubah in him. So all the things that are attached, you cannot take them off. You can't take that off. All these things that are attached that are meant to be there permanently. I think the rabbi doesn't let them change the sign of the parsha thing and the Moshe v'Ruach Mori to Geshem. I saw Svaram seem to say that it was okay. I don't know, it's mechuber. He said mechuber. I mean, it's made to go in and out. Right? The rabbi says you can't do that on Shabbos, right? Yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
I know, it's made to go in and out. I don't know. He said it's attached to the binyan, it's a problem. I don't know. I saw someone want to say that it was okay. Some also might differentiate between the parasha, which changes all every week, and, you know, the same bracha. You leave it there for 6 months, so maybe that's more permanent. Okay. Yeah. Okay. V'shalul shaltan galim also bein lita bein lachzir. The kantum chubal karka is bein binyan ustir. Since it is attached to the ground, you can't take it off. You can't put it back on. Okay, we are running out of time. Okay, now if the door would fall off and you decide that that door is becoming a table for a kiddush, that would be fine. The other thing they... No, if it fell off before Shabbos. No, not on Shabbos. Okay, the other thing that comes up a lot here, which is very... very relevant, is a door handle. The door handle, you'll close the door and the door handle remains in your hand. Okay, so to take a door handle in and out of a door is highly problematic. Now, if the door doesn't have a handle and it's made, you put in the handle, you turn it, so then that handle is like a key. You'll have to put a key in the door and open the door. Okay, the question is, when it falls out on Shabbos, then it becomes very problematic. What? It's muksa, right? Yeah, it's muksa. It came off of a building. You weren't allowed to, you didn't take it off on purpose. It fell, okay. But now it's muksa, which means, and it would seem to be a high level muksa because it's made to be put back in. You can't use it to tzarach gufo. You can't use it to open the door. But, all right, so they check this. It falls out a lot, and you miyachid it. Okay, I don't know. I want to, this is... I need more time to sit on this. Right, so definitely to take a screwdriver and open the door, that's okay. You're not screwing anything. You're taking klishim after iser, the Torah gufo, for het to function, meaning you're putting it in as a handle.
On the inside.
Right, you're stuck on the inside. Okay, we'll get more into that tomorrow. Also, I realized really to get... to complete this, we really have to jump to do a little bit of Sif Tezayin, where certain kalim are going to be muksa because you're going to fix it. When do we say that? When do we not say that? Meaning, here we don't seem to say maybe you're going to put it back. You're not going to put it back in on Shabbos, so why don't we say it's muksa because maybe you'll put it back in on Shabbos? We don't say that. There are many kalim where we do say that the whole thing becomes muksa because maybe you're going to fix it on Shabbos to prevent you from fixing it.
What happens with like glasses and your lens?